Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. House Bay.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Yes. You are tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am here, the Prince of All Hosts. I am V. I'm joined by my co-host Luca tonight.
I'm here.
Woo!
All right, all right. Well, yes, this show is brought to you by Tilby Talk. TilbyTalk.com. Freedom of speech social network, guys.
Yeah, they're getting up for you. They're standing up for you.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not quite sure what my co-host has lined up for us today.
Ah, that's because it's a surprise.
But, well, I got a little something here as well. I've got to get into my history here. Yeah, so it's kind of weird. It's kind of funny. Usually, my YouTube feed, okay, for example, it dedicates an entire bar, an entire row of videos that's just there for COVID-19 information. It didn't matter at all. It didn't matter at all. If you say you're not interested, you can click, not interested on that section of videos. It doesn't matter. Next time you log into your YouTube, whatever, it's going to be there. They're forcing us. COVID-19 information. Official COVID-19 information. Yeah, so now that the pandemic is over, it's not being pushed on me anymore. Well, why not? Well, you sound like you're about to say something there. Go ahead.
Well, because there's another one planned, and that's going to be coming soon.
Well, yeah. Well, we talked about that one, but
COVID-19 was just an exercise. The bird flu is going to be the one. For some reason, more and more people are saying that. But anyway, they're lightening up, I think something's coming. Another one.
The thing about the bird flu is that it was so successful in getting everyone to go get the vaccines. It was very successful. People bragged, oh shit, I'm gonna go get my flu shot, my bird flu shot today. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm gonna go for my second dose.
Like I said, I got a surprise for you tonight. I got two surprises. I'm not sure which one to start with.
Okay.
What do you got? You got double barrels loaded too, or what?
Well, all I have is what I'm talking about right now. So let me get done with this. They're not pushing it down our throats anymore. That feed is now Ukrainian war propaganda. And that's all it is now. With the longer COVID-19. And I don't know if you guys have heard this. Mike, I'm going to want you to play this here in a couple seconds here. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but see how I've said that we need to keep paying attention to the COVID-19 situation? I mean, they distract us. They got us attention totally, YouTube is filling my feed up with this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard stuff. Okay, I watched a couple of videos. That's fine. I got my update on it. That's great. Not every other video on my feed needs to be flooded with Johnny Depp and Amber Hurst, or Heard, whatever his name is. It's a distraction game from hell. Total distraction game. I had to search for what we're going to listen to now because, yeah, there's just no media attention on it. And I've been telling everybody, you're going to have a big distraction on this because they don't want you to know. They don't want you to pay attention to the damage that's been caused by the vaccines. Mm. But here, we have something called long COVID now. Have you heard this terminology yet?
No.
Okay. What we have is long COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This guy does a breakdown. I like this science channel. It's a science channel that will even they will get a little notification underneath their video. Learn about the real vaccine information. You know, this is a science channel. One that I actually like. I trust a lot. So let's go ahead and play that video. Talk about some long COVID.
Thanks to Linode, a top-rated cloud computing company with over 1 million customers, for supporting this episode of SciShow. Head to linode.com/scishow to learn more and get a $100 60-day credit on a new Linode account. This episode was filmed on March 1st, 2022. For up-to-date information on the COVID-19 pandemic, check out our playlist linked in the description. As the COVID-19 pandemic wears on, more and more attention is being given to long COVID, a set of symptoms people experience after their initial infection. Since it is so new, we are still learning about it and putting it into context with other sets of symptoms that accompany other infections. Because long COVID is not our first run-in with post-infection syndromes, which means it can be helpful to look at them as a whole. The more we understand post-infection syndromes, the more we can help people with both long COVID and everybody else. So let us take a deep dive into what we know, starting at the beginning with how we are defining long COVID so far. Even the name is kind of up for debate right now. Those with long COVID started dubbing themselves long haulers, with the research community still settling on a formal term that's accurate but doesn't overlap with other acronyms and stuff like that. But whatever you call it, everyone seems to agree that the condition is a host of symptoms that persist or develop after an initial COVID-19 infection has resolved. We will stick with long COVID for today. Similar to the name, different health agencies also have slightly different definitions. Health agencies in the US and UK both describe long COVID as symptoms persisting 4 or more weeks after initial infection. The World Health Organization says that long COVID health problems arise 3 months after initial infection and last at least 2 months, but it's not too surprising for definitions to vary. The list of symptoms is sprawling and isn't fully defined yet either. From person to person, the experience of long COVID can vary massively. And it's not just a case of COVID-19 symptoms that hang around longer than expected. People with long COVID can experience more generalized symptoms like fatigue and headaches, respiratory issues, cardiac issues, neurological, gastrointestinal, dermatological, and cognitive symptoms, as well as more severe symptoms like organ damage. And the list keeps expanding as we learn more. All of these symptoms, even the ones that may seem mild, have potential to significantly affect the day-to-day lives of those with long COVID. For example, fatigue can cause people to have to rethink the entire way they live in order to accommodate new, lower levels of stamina. Searching for less demanding careers, having to sleep more often, even giving up hobbies they love. Estimates vary, but around 60% of people with long COVID may have to contend with this symptom alone. For those experiencing cognitive symptoms, like brain fog, even completing everyday tasks can be super difficult and overwhelming. This was shown in the results from a 2021 preprint study, not yet published or peer-reviewed, from Oxford University on the lived experience of brain fog and long COVID. Participants reported struggling with everything from coping with sensory overload at the grocery store to navigating the healthcare system to get help in the first place. And that's all without mentioning those who require specialized therapy and rehabilitation following COVID. Because of this broad impact on day-to-day functioning, long COVID is now recognized as a disability in several countries. The thing is, Long COVID doesn't just occur in those who experience the most severe COVID infections. One study in particular by academics at the University of Augsburg found that 1 year after a mild COVID infection, around 1 in 4 were experiencing long-term symptoms. And even though it's been more than 2 years since the start of the pandemic at this point, we still don't know exactly how long COVID lasts. The same study found that over half of those who experienced long COVID symptoms saw them resolve over the course of a year. Of course, this is still a new condition, and we are still learning how it works, so we can't necessarily predict whether those numbers will hold. But it seems likely that there will be a whole lot of people with a new and often disabling condition. Long COVID is a frightening prospect when we're facing an already frightening disease. But it isn't the first post-infection syndrome we know of, and looking at the others can give us some context for understanding long COVID. Viruses like Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV, the virus that causes mono, can integrate their genomes permanently into infected cells. From there, they could make more virus or just hang out. And while EBV and other viruses can do this and have few or even no long-term effects, in a minority of people, EBV seems to trigger much more severe illness down the road. Infection is associated with a number of long-term conditions, including cancers and multiple sclerosis, or MS for short. In fact, a 2022 paper suggests that EBV is likely the main cause of MS. And while being infected with other viruses had no effect on the likelihood of developing multiple sclerosis, those that contracted EBV had a 32-fold increase in their risk of developing the disease. This link opens up new potential avenues to treat and even prevent MS by targeting EBV. And of course, not everyone with EBV develops MS. However, other infections cause long-term problems at a much higher rate. Ebola virus disease, for example, is a very severe infection. Symptoms include fever, muscle pain, fatigue, diarrhea, vomiting, rash, and in some cases, unexplained internal or external bleeding. It is often fatal, especially without specialized treatment and support. Past outbreaks have seen between 25 and 90% of patients dying from the disease. But survival is often far from a return to their normal life for patients. In 2018, a study by researchers in Ghana and Liberia sought to pin down the prevalence of what is known as post-Ebola syndrome, or PES. That is, persistent physical and psychological symptoms affecting those who had survived Ebola. Among their sample of 268 Ebola survivors from Montserrato County in Liberia, they found that 90% reported the onset of symptoms consistent with PES between 1 and 12 weeks after being discharged from an Ebola treatment unit. Just understanding that other post-infection syndromes exist isn't enough, though. We need to know more about how an initial infection can have lasting results. So, what causes long COVID? We don't know yet, but there are some ideas. One possibility is related to the activation of immune cells called mast cells. These cells may be involved in the often fatal acute respiratory distress syndrome often seen in COVID-19. And if they continue to activate once the initial infection is gone, they could also be central to the kind of widely varying multisystemic symptoms typical of long COVID. Which brings us to mast cell activation syndrome, also known as MCAS. It's a chronic multisystem disorder causing inflammation and allergy-like symptoms. Mast cells are immune cells that hang out throughout the body and act as a kind of guard patrol. If they detect a potential threat, they release inflammatory substances to fend it off. In someone with MCAS, the mast cells are easily triggered to release their contents, kicking off inflammatory or allergy-like attacks in response to things that don't really need it. The symptoms of MCAS are about as nebulous and unpredictable as long COVID's. Headache and fatigue, cognitive symptoms, irregular heartbeat, digestive issues, neurological symptoms. It can even cause allergic-like reactions to pretty innocuous things like sudden changes in temperature. A study published in November 2021 found that MCAS symptoms were very prevalent in long COVID patients. In fact, before their COVID infection, right, the health of...
Well, let's just pause it. We're going to go back to this video. But, yeah. So, this is a biological weapon. Okay, something, a virus that's engineered, and, well, I mean, viruses, yes, they do imprint themselves onto a person, especially a person that's actually gotten over the symptoms, that have somewhat healed themselves, but this is causing more and more issues. The long COVID. Yes, and that's exactly what I was going to say, Luca.
I don't want to hear, don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
Big Pharma is going to make so much money.
It sounds like another Big Pharma commercial.
Just take care of the symptoms.
It does. That's exactly what it sounds like. That last part of the 30 seconds of the commercial. You know, if you die, go to the hospital and make sure you're okay. Go see your doctor. No, it's a cash cow, is what it sounds like. And you notice how they're what's the word? They're normalizing all those diseases and all the symptoms, and they're like engineering it for us. They're preparing it for us. They're laying the groundwork to keep pumping us with all this nonsense, so we can buy it every time. It's crazy.
Well, wow. And on top of it, I mean, okay.
Brain fog?
Listen. What is the show about? Exposing mind control.
Uh-huh.
Now, how is it that this particular... I don't think it's just a coincidence that this bio weapon is going to have neurological effects on people. Well... That's, you know, you have so many people mind controlled into taking the so-called vaccine, and those people got sick anyways. So now you have the what you caught on top of the vaccine that put extra COVID spikes in you. To nail it into your genetic code. Yes, what have I been saying about the CRISPR program? It's going to be there to lower your immunity and to lower your IQ. This is the beginning of it.
Some more? You mean where we're at now is not low enough? Good God, well, that's going to scare me.
I mean, but before you came onto the show, Luke, I've been telling everybody about the CRISPR program, how they're going to introduce genetic material into us. Mm-hmm. They're going to hit us with these frequencies. They're going to give us this crap food, and it's just it's a giant CRISPR program that they've entered everybody into. And the result of that is going to be people with lower IQs, people with more medical issues. They're going to be enslaved to the pharmaceutical industries, and they're going to have to basically beg to have their life extended, because the lifespans of people are going to shorten. The slaves are going, as they see us, slaves are going to need their permission for us to continue to live. And now everything I've said has come true. I talked about this 2 years ago. I'm not a doctor. I'm a hell of a researcher. I'm a guy that puts two and two together to make four. No problem. I connect A, B, C, and D. And I connect this 2 years ago, before any of this came down.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear my clip. That's going to put everything together. And, you know, it's like you were talking about last night, how when you were young, or when I was young, because it happened to both of us, when you feel stuff but you don't know it, you feel stuff and you're dead on, but you can't talk about it because you don't understand it. You don't know it. You haven't lived it. Whatever. You just know it intuitively. Just like you were saying about what you just talked about. You knew that 2 years ago. Well,
it's
I got
here.
A surprise for you.
It's here. All right.
I'm not sure what we should do. If we should play it in the short segment and then play it again for the long one, because it's going to blow your mind. It really is. Or... we have enough time to discuss.
Well,
it?
We're about to go to commercial break right
That's
now.
That's what I mean.
So
right.
let's go ahead and take that first, and then we'll go ahead and run through the rest of the information. So, guys, stay tuned. It's very important. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Yes, we are back. Well, this information here, it's definitely something that I've been, again, warning people about. I feel so blessed, so lucky. You know, when you know these things, you can avoid these things. You know, it's like my top of the hour break music there. It's like, oh yes, well, now you found out the conspiracy theorists were right. Well, see, I dodged double barrel shotgun there, didn't catch COVID nor took the freaking jab. I don't have to worry about this stuff, but there's a lot of unfortunate people who actually listen to their TVs, listen to the government, listen to the pharmacopoeia doctors, who aren't real doctors, who aren't real healers, but just overglorified drug dealers. And here we are. What do you think, Luca?
Well, first of all, I just want to say what an honor it is and a privilege it is to be on a show like this, and to be your co-pilot, because every day is a new day, and we keep finding out new stuff all the time. And I quote, this plandemic, and the New World Order takeover is it's also a ploy to thrust mankind into the fourth industrial revolution, merging man with machine through, quote, vaccine, unquote, nanotechnology and cybernetic implants, Neuralink brain chips, metaverse VR headset, augmented reality, smart cities, the IoT, Internet of Things, and a 5G artificial intelligence hive mind. Notice that 5G is also used by the military as their frequency, right? What you're going to hear, okay, I'm going to say the same thing, V, and we're not coming from ego. Our listeners have to remember that. We're not saying, you know, I thought of this 2 years ago. I warned people. It's not about ego at all. We're just saying that our intuition nailed it. The first time I heard the word graphene, it was like the first time I heard the word 5G. I knew that graphene was going to be a carrier. 5G was going to be the frequency that it's carried at, something like that. Like, I don't, like V says, I'm not a chemist. I'm not a scientist. But what you're going to hear in the clip, it's going to nail everything together. And somehow, if you really listen to it and you really listen to your intuition, you already knew that. So let's have a listen to it. Almost four, I think.
Yeah, let's go ahead and listen to that, and we'll fade it out into break.
The Fifth Column recently published their findings and conclusions on the strange self-assembling nanotech they discovered in the Pfizer mRNA vaccines via optical microscopy analysis. The objects they found in the vaccine correspond with known items in the scientific record. And the conclusion they come to seems quite clear, that the well-documented scientific goal to use nanotechnology in living human beings to form networks capable of controlling several nanomachines is currently being deployed in the COVID-19 vaccines, which amounts to the most intrusive assault against humanity in all of recorded history. While the media and government lie and cover for Big Pharma, the official ingredients are still unknown. But we have thousands of brilliant scientists worldwide studying these experimental vaccines. Some have died in highly suspicious ways, but most have been able to share their findings. And the work shows us that graphene oxide is a key component in all of this. There have been dozens of official documented studies on the use of graphene oxide related to how we see it being used here today. Among other things, as a power converter. Graphene, a one-atom-thick layer of hexagonally arranged carbon atoms, is the thinnest and strongest material known to man, and an outstanding conductor of heat and electricity. It can boost gigahertz frequencies into terahertz, which is exactly what these new nanotech machines need for power. In order to do this, the graphene first needs a frequency to power it. And the optimal frequency to externally power graphene is known to be 26 gigahertz, which is also the frequency put out by 5G. In this model, the graphene within the body is activated by microwave signals in the gigahertz range, which it then boosts into the terahertz range, which then powers the novel nanotech machinery to self-assemble within the human body. Once assembled, what do these nanotech machines do? The images, compared to the scientific literature, suggest that they are the foundation of an internal electronic system with an endless potential for biomanipulation of the human host. Nanorouters that emit MAC addresses, able to be registered via Bluetooth. Nano and plasma antennas to amplify signals. Nano rectennas acting as rectifier bridges from AC to DC current, codecs and logic gates for encryption of communication. The raw material for all this self-assembly is also graphene oxide, And when we compare known side effects of graphene oxide to the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, we find them to be the same. Once graphene oxide is injected into the body, it acquires magnetic properties, predictably around the injection site, the heart, and the brain. Graphene is seen as a pathogen by our immune system and will often result in paralysis and stroke. Graphene is known to cause blood clots and heart conditions. Graphene oxide can generate small discharges, causing cardiac arrhythmia. There is so much going on with these experimental vaccines, and the evidence seems clear that there is a mass experiment going on, with certain batches marked more deadly than others, and with certain batches that contain a bold new technology akin to a man-made parasite intended to control the host human if it doesn't kill them first in the process. Perhaps that is what the mad scientists and psychopaths are after. Human genetics that can withstand this new invasive and deadly nanotech. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Yeah. There you go. That's my gift for tonight. You know what? Every single phrase, we could have stopped it and we could have done a whole show on it. Every single phrase. Because you notice how it's step by step. Unfreaking believable.
Luca, I have done a show on it. And
no, but you know what I mean?
Every step by step, I have.
From that back, clip is what I'm saying, yes.
Yeah, every step of it. I've made shows about it, yes. Mm-hmm. Back in 2015 is when I first came across the nanographings. When I was, like I said, I've been studying chemtrails. I've been studying chemtrails nonstop, and the whole point of it, you know, I was telling people back when I first started doing the show, you know, there are ways. What they're using is something called nanofluidics. Now, that is the science of moving nanomaterials through the fluids of a biological system. Okay, so. Basically, it's an underlying science of CRISPR. So, hold on. So basically, and the reason why I came across this research, again, I'm studying other ways that these chemtrails are being used and putting stuff together myself. I came across a Discovery video, a Discovery Channel video on YouTube, and they were saying how they were using nanographene injections into the astronauts, okay, so that they could remotely monitor the vital signs of the astronauts.
Mm-hmm.
Heart rate, breathing rate, respiratory rate, you know, everything down to their digestion. Whole body remote monitoring. Okay? So, if you can do that with the with the body, imagine what you can do with the mind. I know some people, and I've connected the dots. I know some people who mysteriously have, you know, just died. And it's like, oh, okay, well, it looks as though they had an issue with their brain. A blood vessel burst.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I've told people, you know, that's an easy way to assassinate somebody. You have the stuff in your bloodstream. CIA doesn't like you. They bounce a few signals off of you, direct some of the stuff to where it clots into your brain.
Mm.
Boom! It's the aneurysm. But they can send another signal to get rid of the evidence, to declot, and have it fall right out of your system.
They thought they were cool in the 70s when they came out with the stun gun. The remember that that gun that, you know, killed you from afar. They were
the Artak Ray. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Wow. And now, you know, it's like they're setting everything up for decades and decades, and we find out little by little, and this is, you know, anybody that does really good research will put the pieces together one by one like that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's the like that guy said in the video, it's the largest assault on humans ever occurring in human history. I really believe that. And they don't mind it. They'll even admit it. You know, they'll openly admit it.
Well, again, you know, that's why we're here. That's what I'm saying. People want to lick this Ukraine stuff and the Will Smith slap and the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. You know, you can't see anything else. No, they don't want to talk about COVID anymore because their work is just now beginning, and they don't need anybody looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big to do to make sure everybody gets that jab. It's a big to do. Hey, everybody, you know, you can't think, you can't sleep, you can't breathe without somebody trying to jab you. The plandemic has calmed down, and nope. I had to dig for my video just to see what was up, and that was a month old. A little older video just to see what the current information is on COVID-19. Again, buried. It's buried. No more COVID-19 stream.
Mm-hmm.
On YouTube. Mm-hmm. No more. So now that it's disappeared from the public eye, everyone is going to have to do their best to be vigilant. Because all these little neurological effects that are going on, that was planned. Okay? You're going to have lots more issues than even what is being described in long COVID. You're going to get a myriad of different effects. Okay? You're talking about the stuff. And Morgellons. I've done a few shows on Morgellons disease. I've even mentioned it in my documentaries. You know, you know how the guys just said, you know, they're going to have to create stronger genetics or different genetics so the body's going to be able to have to assimilate the stuff better? Well, what did I say about Morgellons disease? Morgellons disease is happening because people are rejecting the nanomaterials that are in the chemtrails. These people look diseased. Their skin looks like, I mean, they look like they're lepers. They have metallic hairs and lesions on their skins. But really, they are the healthier out of all the humans because they're showing symptoms of rejecting it. You and I, we're not showing any symptoms of rejecting it. We're not as strong as they are, genetically speaking.
Mm.
Oh,
see, now you're talking about a whole different area that I knew as well without knowing what I was talking about. Instinctively, I knew that these non-vaccines were all about separating people, like the weak people, the elderly, and the people that don't have a strong immune system. They're going to go. And that's a good way to just, you know, euthanasia. Thank you. Bye. See ya. You know, and the stronger people, the ones that survive all that, they're the ones that they're going to work with. Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Luca, you have just verified. I would like to definitely get in on your source there. That's a great channel where you got that from.
I don't really like InfoWars that much.
That's right.
I don't like people that yell. But sometimes they come up with something, and if it resonates with me, it's like, it's not really the messenger that you have to listen to. It's what the message is. And if it resonates, that's important. So that's how I work.
It's really just Alex Jones that does the yelling, but he has top-notch reporters.
And it makes sense what he said. Everything. I can't find any fault in what they said. So that's for me. That's how I look at it. And then you can't download the video. Okay, fine, so I'll take the MP3. Thank you. You know, it's too important not to talk about and to share.
Right. Right. And this is the greatest crime against humanity. Have I not been saying that? Man, I feel like I'm cracking up. I don't feel crazy as I'm going through this information, putting all this stuff together. I feel as though I'm a mathematician doing math. It's what it is. But when everything is verified, everything happens exactly the way I said it would happen, that's when I start feeling a little kooky, a little crazy. So I will laugh about it then. I don't know why. That's sort of an opposite effect.
But see, I'll give you an example, like what we just heard, that clip that I offered tonight. That was from Scott. His name is Scott, Scott O'Donnell, and he's from TLB Talk. Right? You go down TLB Talk main timeline, bang, you see that. How long do you think that would have lasted on social media? Give me a freaking break. Not even a minute.
That wouldn't even last a minute on Facebook.
Okay.
That would not have lasted very long in too many other places. But
you know, and what I read, what I read to you guys before the clip was right underneath the link. So it's like, you know, you can put anything you need to share on tlbtalk.com. There's no censoring at all. As long as you're respectful and you're truthful and you have a good intent, that's all that's important. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, if you were...
Well, no, we have a chance. We have a chance. You got to support us by supporting yourselves. Definitely join us on TLBTalk.com. Because, you know what? I put up a picture of Lisa Thomas, you know, the transgendered Olympian swimmer.
Oh, boy.
I put up a picture of her with her nuts hanging out. Yeah, well...
Okay.
TLB Talk is the only place you can do something like that.
And you know what? TLB Talk, and I'm going to say this to honor the person because I was waiting for a little opening to be able to say it, and since you were talking about pictures, I'd like to honor the only ever first lady. And everybody's going to go, drum roll, what's he talking about? Well, Eva Braun married Hitler on this day, 29 of April, 1945. And Eva Braun probably would have been the only ever first lady there ever was, if anybody would have ever gotten to know her. I just wanted to say that because, you know, it's really important. We don't have to talk about that stuff every show, but that, it's important because it's today. So,
what do you mean the only ever first lady?
Because she, you know... Zionism really did a good job in quelling all the good people that were really good for their country or that were good for their people or that were good for their culture. And we can name them off because we know them pretty much, you know, and talk about a crime against humanity, you know.
George Washington had a wife, didn't he?
Yeah. And the Iroquois called him Hanadagayas, which means town destroyer. Because that's what we did. We destroyed 50 villages in one day. You know, you're talking about the Germany that could have been, and I'm going to do a part two on that. I did a part one, and I think a part two is due, and we're going to honor John Stadtmiller in doing that. But there were things about Western medicine that I wanted to talk about tonight. If you want, because you know, like most people don't know the truth, you know, and about anything anymore. So I'm going, okay, I'm just coming back from stage 4 cancer, so this is kind of relevant to me, and I think my next Learn to Unlearn show is going to be about the timeline with Rockefeller. I mean, you talk about an assault on us, an assault on humanity, and it's all verifiable. You can check it out from Rockefeller. It starts in the 1900s, and it goes into Monsanto, which started as a chemical company in 1901. Then you got the polio lie that came in to get everybody used to vaccination. And then Rudolf Steiner, 1918, that wants to entrust materialistic doctors in giving us the vaccine so that a spiritual life would be impossible. In other words, higher thinking would be impossible. Exactly what you just said 5 minutes ago, trying to dumb people down and to make us like, just little workers, stupid people, right? Right after that, you have the marijuana prohibition, marijuana with an H. It's a tax act of 1937. All you have to do is Google Harry Anslinger, and you'll find out what he did to make marijuana illegal, because Rockefeller paid him to do it. And he was the first ATF agent. That's when that was invented at first. Then you got Big Pharma that comes in with their dangerous poisons. And guess what the four worst entities are for our pineal gland that would calcify it immediately? There are only four of them, and we're being bombarded them daily with them daily. Fluoride, glyphosate, Wi-Fi, and aluminum. So you're getting the idea, right? This is what it's like. My father would always make a tree. He'd always show the bottom of the tree and show how everything grows and the branches are coming out of the tree. And that's how he would explain things. And that's how I ended up compartmentalizing. Oh, this goes over here. That goes over here. We're going to put this up here. And you can see it clearly. And I'm apparently not very, it's not very often that people come back like that with no radiation and no chemo and no big pharma. And I did it. And so it's proof, but nobody wants to talk about it. The medical people don't want to talk about it. I'm not a very good friend of theirs anymore. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you're a miracle. Well, okay, bye.
Yeah, totally discrediting you. Yeah, you're a miracle. Yeah. It all comes together because there are people like us who can connect A, B, C, and D. Mm. And we're wondering why these people are getting the vaccines, which are not vaccines. And we're wondering why they don't understand their mutagens. And we don't understand why these people are going to listen to the government that created this thing, biolabs, weapons.
And we're being told to shut up.
But the thing is, what I'm saying is that, so our pineal glands are calcified and that sort of thing. And remember how I described how crystals are used in radios? I mean, I should know this. I mean, I'm a radio show host. On the radio. Mm-hmm. The radio transmitter that uses crystals to convert energy into sound.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways for these people to pump through the air subliminal messages, and I think that's really how it's being done. Trust the government. Trust the government. They put you at this ease, but at the same time, and they're telling you, trust the government, get the vaccine. You're being pumped with frequencies that put you at dis-ease, and your mind is going to constantly grasp at something that is going to put you at ease. So whatever that solution is that's being fed to you subliminally, you're going to go and do it.
Mm.
The whole world is underneath, this mind control, this MKUltra. And not a lot of people are aware of it.
Well, like my grandmother said, when you do a crime, it's impossible not to get caught. It's impossible. The perfect crime doesn't exist. That's what she always said. The perfect crime does not. Don't even try it. Don't even bother trying it, because it's going to come out one way or the other. So now you have people like you and me that go, Hang on a second. Western medicine, you know, drugs, surgery, drugs, drugs, more drugs. Ah, a spinning Rockefeller creation. Okay. The guy was, he's listed under Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller is listed under Wikipedia as a robber baron, and what was it? Robber baron, America's first billionaire, and natural-born monopolist.
Right.
It's fascinating stuff. When you come back from the break, I'll talk more about it. It's fascinating stuff, and it's in our face, but we're not, you know, we're just conditioned not to talk about it, you know? And in my video for the week, I'm so glad that I said that, because it's like, you know, you come out with the truth, like you just said, V, and people look at us, and it's like, Luca, you know, cut it out. You know, you're giving me a stomachache. Shut up, you know? Why do you have to be, you know, what do you have to screw up the waters like that for, you know? You always have to cause trouble for everybody, because that's what it's seen as doing, because they don't have the courage to do it themselves, so they're going to put other people down for doing it. You know, that's why everybody's so furious at me in the family, because I'm digging, and they go, no, don't dig. We don't want to hear it. We don't know anything about it.
Luca, quit telling us about the shark in the waters. We're trying to play Marco Polo over here.
There you go. No, we're making money from the water, Luca. Don't tell us about the shark. We're making money in the water. Just shut up and stop making waves. That's what it is. Can you imagine? You know? Oh, okay. So I'm a moron. I just spent 20 years of my life researching nothing, researching stupid stuff. Okay, the government has nothing to do with it. Okay, good night.
Yeah, how does that commercial go? America, you have the right to you have the right to go to sleep. You have the right to stop thinking. I don't know. I know. Mike knows what I'm talking about. What is that? That you have the permission to be dumb. You have the permission to believe our lies. You have our permission to go to sleep, America.
You know. But this really, V, this isn't funny when you think about it, because that's how good the elite are. That's what divide and conquer is all about, right? You say one thing, it's black. You say something else, and it's white. And you sit back and you watch people fight over black and white.
Well, you know, I can tell you, I have a dark sense of humor, And sometimes it's like, you know, okay, remember, these people tried to recruit me. These people, like, really tried their hardest to recruit me. Like, you're antisocial. You don't like people. Come join us. You know what? It doesn't matter. I could be the most antisocial person on the planet. I call myself an antipath sometimes, just because I don't, because there's just no one that can relate on my level. Sometimes I feel but it doesn't matter, because you make up my world. Mike makes up my world. Everybody is a part of this world. If you're gonna have hell, guess what? Hell's not too far away from me. So
Oh, good. You know, I'm in. I'm in.
Woo-hoo. I got no choice but to help you people.
Want to take a ride? I love that movie Contact, when he looks at Jodie Foster and he says, "Want to take a ride?" You know, 'cause that's what it is. We're taking a ride. And V, yeah, that was nice of you to say that. And it's talking about making my world. The radio is all I have. You people are all I have, because I sit here by myself, and my trip during the day is getting the show ready for tonight. That's what I do. And it's almost for other people that we're living, literally, because nobody else is listening.
Literally.
So, okay, fine. All right.
Literally. I am a servant of the people, literally, every day, trying to get people to wake the hell up. For all of our benefits. Yeah. So, anyhow, you know, with that said, great information, great research. If you want to get into a place like Tilby Talk, which is a free speech social network, and, you know, we have sections for for blogs. We have sections for documents. If you would like to bring your very own research to the site, that would be awesome. That's what I want to see more of. There's so many people dropping, you know, I've been on, and I'm still on these other social networks, as bad as they are. I mean, some of them, you can say some pretty rad stuff on it too, but you're limited to, you know, not being able to talk to anybody through the messenger until you've paid money to be verified, or you know, you can have three posts in an hour, or, you know, it's just, there's some limitation somewhere with a lot of these sites, and each one has its own little quirky personality. TLB Talk, you get on and you do your thing. There's no point system, there's no leveling up of, you know, that stops you from being able to use all the features of the site. It's fully featured as of right now, and we would like to get more features like video streaming. So if you guys want to, I mean, that would make all the difference in the world, I think. You know, having a video like that, which you shared, which is not on YouTube, right? It's lucky that you found that video. That's a place where it can go on TLB Talk. We have all the real information. Yeah, and the system's going to come after us. I know it. The system has already tried to delay us enough, as is, because we're doing the right thing.
I'm sitting here trying to talk, and you cut me off three times, and I look down. Oh, I'm muted. Very, very important.
Yeah.
On TLB Talk, the site is going to be what you make of it.
What you make of it, right?
You know, we're asking people to just, you know, do a $5, you know, reoccurring donation once a month. I'm doing 20 because it means so much to me, because this radio station means so much to me, because the show with V means so much to me, because that's, you know, we're literally giving all we have. So, you know, it can't not work. So if you get, you know, 100,000 people like that, that's really going to make it take off. And like V says, more money pumped in, more, you know, more services can be given. So that would be awesome. Yeah. That's what we're working on.
That's what we're working on.
You can be a part of it.
Exactly. All right, guys, we have to take a quick top of the hour break, and we'll be right back.
Residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.